The showdown between the Justice Department and Apple may be over now that the government says it doesn't need the company's help unlocking the iPhone of one of the San Bernardino attackers. But some local privacy advocates expect the dispute about government access to continue. WBUR's Ananjor Emwemeka reports on the impact that could have.
The key issue in the fight between Apple and the FBI was whether the government can force a private company to give them backdoor access to its technology. While the government has dropped that case, there are other similar cases around the country, including here in Boston, where the FBI wants Apple to unlock the iPhone of Desmond Crawford, an alleged gang member suspected of shooting a rival gang leader. Crawford's attorney, Rudy Miller, says he agreed national security may trump individual privacy in the San Bernardino terror case, but that his case is different.
Basically, it's just your standard, generic criminal indictment brought in the federal district court for essentially gang activity.
Privacy advocates say they remain worried about more than just iPhones. Carol Rose is with the ACLU of Massachusetts.
It would apply to every technology from, your television set to your iPhone to your refrigerator and maybe even your mattress if it becomes one of those digital mattresses. So this is about the Internet of Things.
Rose says the concern here is about setting a precedent.
It's potentially devastating for our high-tech companies here in Massachusetts and around the country that depend on consumer trust and digital security to thrive. And if you don't have consumer trust and customer trust, people won't use your product.
Losing consumer trust is also a worry for John Moore. He's the CEO of Twine Health, a Cambridge-based startup with an app that allows patients to connect directly with healthcare providers to develop health plans.
In the area of health, if people start to develop a sense of distrust and aren't willing to share data that might be helpful for collaboration with their doctor or their nurse or their health coach, then it might really cause damage there.
Moore says he wants to see data privacy strengthened moving forward. And he says he hopes the government shares how it cracked the iPhone so Apple can improve its technology. Other startup leaders say law enforcement should recognize that encryption is here to stay. Andy Yen is the co-founder of encrypted email service ProtonMail, which was developed at the Mass Challenge Business Accelerator. He says weakening encryption would be bad for everyone.
The problem with backdoors is you can't really build a backdoor that only lets the good guys in. By weakening encryption, you sort of compromise security for everybody. And that's kind of actually more dangerous than, having one or two iPhones you cannot crack.
Yen says in the future, more and more large-scale attacks will likely take place online in the form of cyber terrorism. And that, he says, makes encryption more crucial for society as a whole. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor and Wameka.